foolishness. No room for stupidity in the name of Jesus. No room for that. No room for that. No room for that. No room for that in this place. No room. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yes, have your way. You are free to move around, Jesus. You are free to roam. You are free. No limitations, no restrictions. No limitations, no restriction in this room. No limitations, no restrictions. Yeah, you are the light. Yes, 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 yes. Also, we are lit up by your light. Yes, your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path in the name of Jesus. Yes, in the name of Jesus, we take our place. We take our place as the light in this house. We take our place as the light in the name of Jesus. And we shine brighter. We shine brighter. We arise in the name of Jesus. We arise in the name of Jesus. We arise, for our light is come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon us. We arise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We arise. Oh, Rebadeon Remakala Brante Estevenation Maraca. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. En vono Stefanish. I was saying thank you, Jesus, and the question, whether it's the Lord, whether it's me, it's like, what are you thanking me for? I say, for what I know and what I don't know. Thank you. So when you hear yourself thank the Lord and you're like, yeah, just saying it, and that thing comes to you and say, yeah, just saying thank you. No, I'm thanking him for everything, what I know and what I don't know. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you for everything you have done for each and everyone in this place. Oh, thank you, Lord, for drawing us by your Spirit. Thank you, Lord God, for the very breath in our nostrils, very breath on the inside of us. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the opportunity to appear again in your vineyard today, to appear again in this vineyard today. Thank you for the opportunity, O God, to be co-laborers with you, Jesus. Yes, we are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus unto good works. We walk with him. We walk with him. We walk with him. We walk with him. Ha ha. We walk with the anointing. We walk with the anointing of the Holy One. Oyem Hasile Ndoroko Mahasha. We walk with him. We walk with you, Lord Jesus. We walk, we walk, we walk. Hallelujah. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We ready, right? You know, from my background, where I come from, when you pray, you're supposed to be very, very serious. You don't smile in prayer. What? Smile? That would be carnal. You have to be very serious. Bring... Because we are bringing a serious matter before God. As though that's the first time that God ever saw the situation in our lives. You say there's nothing new under heaven. If you are going through something, just go through it, okay? Yeah. Go through it and leave it behind. There's a reason why they call it behind. It's in the past. It takes some effort to look behind. So why don't you concentrate the effort on looking? Jesus Christ, Bible says that I set my face as a flame. Serious. serious Christians. Serious believers. The Bible says that he that sits in the heaven laughs. So if you are not laughing, it's because you are not sitting. We are seated with Christ Jesus in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Don't carry the weight of the whole world. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When somebody is resting, is not sweating. No, I'm not talking about the fan. We need to pray. Okay, we need to pray. Miss Iva sends her love, so... She's doing very well. There's nothing wrong with her. She's doing very well. That's all I can say. She's doing very well. So she said that I should stand in for her this morning. It's an honor. my name is Sunkomi Oshakwade. I'm married. Yeah, I'm married to Eyina Ezefe Oshakwade. And this is my genealogy here. I'm a servant of Miss Iva, who is a servant of Pastor George and Pastor Terry, who is a servant of Brother Copeland. Yes. So that's my lineage. Amen. So if you are not happy with what the servant says, you know where to go. And if none of them gives you access, go to Jesus. Amen? Amen. But you will be happy because, we left our homes to come to this place. So we are here for serious business. Okay, now we are on authority. So we have to do what the master said. So let's go to, where should we go to? Matthew. Lord, is it Matthew or Luke? Help me, Lord. Where's my team? Yeah, I got it. I knew it's Matthew. You people are supposed to know where we are going to. Matthew chapter 18. Verse
Then we also do Matthew chapter 28. Verily I say unto you, that whatsoever ye shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever ye shall loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Again I say unto you, that if two of you shall agree on earth as touching anything that they shall ask, it shall be done for them of my Father which is in heaven. 20. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst of them. That is the word. Now, one of the things that the Lord has used to help me recently is to start thinking about God's word as a law that cannot be broken. It's like a law of electricity. You put a demand on that law. Lori, you want to come up here, please? Thank you. You put a demand on electricity. So if your phone battery is down, you don't doubt in your mind. There's no doubt in your mind that all you need to do is put that plug behind that phone or wherever it's going in that phone and push it on your electric outlet, and you expect it to be charging. Yeah. It's a law. Now, if it doesn't charge, then you start questioning, why is it not working? It's supposed to work. I have light. I've paid for the light. There is light in the house. I mean, the cable is connected. You are asking, now, you might not be as loud as me, but I bet you are very loud inside. Many of us are more loud. If only the microphone of the Holy Ghost can be put out there, we will hear how loud you are on the inside. Okay? So don't think you are not loud. So you query, you question, you're like, why? It's supposed to work. It must work. Why? And if you are not a very careful person, you start poking the thing, then you are going to break something, you see. But it is expected. This word of God, it says, receive, I pray thee, the law from my mouth. Receive the law. This is the law. If it's not working, it's because somebody did not put it to work. And it is not God. Okay, in the political realm, we have the law that catches people. I mean, if you are here illegally, you are supposed to either be deported or something. I mean, I think there's something in the books about that. Now, it takes somebody who is going to have to enforce that law. We have the laws in the book. Now, what the politicians sometimes say is that we need to make more laws. We need to do these more laws. No, it's not. There are laws in there already. Mm-hmm. All we need to do is enforce the law. Mm-hmm. When we enforce this law, no problem. That's right. If you go to a doctor and he prescribes, God's word is prescription. We know that, right? It's actually prescription. One of the words is prescription. This is medicine to my flesh, right? Proverbs. So you get this nice, wonderful, expensive, insurance paid for, co-paid, assisted prescription. And it's supposed to be a miracle working medication after several hours or several days of use. You've heard the testimony, it works well. And so the doctor gave it to you and said that this is prescription, and he made the effort to tell you, take it by mouth 3 times a day. And then you went home, not you here, whoever it is, and set that wonderful, expensive, insurance paid for, copay assisted
prescription on your desk, near your bed, and you pull your cover, and in pain on the bed and shaking, and somebody comes in. Did you see the doctor? Yes. Did you get, what did he say? Yeah, he gave me a prescription. I paid for it. Insurance paid for it. Copay paid for it. Everybody paid for it. It's right now in my house. So, have you taken the prescription? It's there. I paid for it. It's there. Prescription. It will do, that person can die or deteriorate. Me deteriorate. That's it, well? Deteriorate. Okay. Now you get it. Deteriorate. Die with the prescription there. Or you decide, you know, the doctor said 3 times a day. Why? Why do I have to take it 3 times a day? I just need one. I mean, just take it once a day when I feel like it, because it's actually, it doesn't taste good. It's not sugar-coated. I mean, and all these things. I mean, I just take once a day. I'm not going to take this thing because it's too hard. You know, I mean, I don't used to take this thing before until this problem came to my life. Now they want me to take prescription. Okay, I only take it once, even though it's 3 times. What's going to happen to that person? The problem is going to become worse. Because now, if it's a bacterial infection, they will begin to master, because you're not applying the right dose. They begin to metamorphosize and, you know, develop bigger strain, more weakness. That's how devil works, right? The Bible says when you cast him out and you don't put something there, he comes, what, with seven more wicked ones, twisted ones come in there. Why? Because the people are not taking the prescription. So God's war is a law. If I'm not seeing change in my life, then, you know, when it's God's word, you can double the dose, you know, in God's word. Like Brother Charles Capp said, double the dose. There is no overdosing on the word of God. Amen. And it's not just by reading it, like read the direction on the medication. This is supposed to be taken after meal, okay, with water, and you might feel drowsy and all the things, and just, wow, nice, this thing will do well, work, and you set it down. No. This word is going to work for me and you. It has to be spoken by mouth. You have to hear yourself say these words. If you are a man of authority, somebody must hear you say, I am a man of authority. Have you ever seen a deaf policeman? A policeman who is dumb and deaf? So and walks over to your car. You're like, what, sir, what do you want? No. He says something out. He demands for something. Sir, you are above the speed limit. Sir, can I have your driver license and registration, please? He's making a demand based on what he knows. He has authority now. If a wonderful brother, well-dressed brother, you are driving on the road, and he's flashing his light to you, the light, you are not likely going to pull over. Now, if you are merciful, if you pull over, and the guy walks to the car, can I have your, and he speaks like a policeman, talks all the talks of the policeman, but he doesn't have the uniform of a policeman, no badge, nothing of a policeman. And he says, can I have your registration and license? Would you give that person any chance in your life? No. In fact, what are you going to do? You will call a police.
Yes.
Get his plate number, take his picture, stream it live, and post it. Okay, so Matthew 28. So in this place today, we are in agreement, and whatsoever we ask God for today, we believe we have it.
Yes. 28:18.
And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given to me in heaven and on earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the world. How did Jesus give them that authority? By saying. He didn't just come there and just looked at them and smile at them, eat fish with them, walk through the wall and say, see me, guys, I can walk through the wall. I can go through the roof and come down. You know, that's power, guys. You see, that's power. You know, this is... He didn't do that, right? He said it. He released, he said, all authority. The way me and you are going to have to release this power on the inside of, irrespective of how you feel about it or not. The Bible says our tongue is as a fire. And it has to be fed by something. Is it that being fed from hell or being fed from heaven? James chapter 3. So what is fueling your tongue? And when your tongue has been fueled, what is it lighting up? What fires are you creating? What fires are you creating? That fire, when a fire burns, is an irreversible reaction, which means, well, you know what it is. But if a fire, not my portion, but if this phone is involved in a fire, it's going to mangle the metal, twist things. Of course, the phone is not going to work, you know. You can't just come there and just say, straighten up, you know, straighten up. No, it's destroyed. Some chemicals have been displayed. When you allow your tongue to be fed from the Holy Ghost, from the Word of God, you are causing some irreparable destruction to the kingdom of Satan. You are changing things. You say, I can't see it. Then stick with the Word. You don't take the medication once. Stay there. Until we see the result.
Amen.
Don't just pray the hallelujah, haraba la ba goyena makaraba, ha ha hayalaba, haraba hayaba. Even your tongue is not even connected to your stomach. Not to talk of your spirit. I mean, your tongue is supposed to be connected to the Holy Ghost. The Bible says they spoke with tongues as the Holy Ghost gave them utterance, not their brain, not their memory. Now let's pray in tongues. That is your brain. That is motto mouth. You know, when your car is idling in the garage, you just idling in the garage. You just start, you're going nowhere. You don't go anywhere with that. But let my tongue, so consciously, Lord, I release this tongue to be fed by the utterance from the Holy Ghost. Because he's the teacher, right? The Bible says he will show you things to come. He will bring things into our remembrance. The Bible called him a teacher. You are praying in tongues. You are actually in school being taught of the Holy Ghost. Things you don't even know that you are being taught of the Holy Ghost. It's like your children in your house and you keep talking to them and keep speaking to them. One of these days, just like me and you realize later in life, wow, my dad was right. My mom was right. Yes. In fact, they are the smartest people in the whole world. Wow, thank God for my father. Thank God for my mother. That was wisdom. But then, when they were telling me or you are likely behaving as though, since now you've gone to high school, it's as though your parents never went to high school. Finally, you enter college, it's as though nobody has ever gone to college in your lineage. You are the first person, you know all kind of things, philosophy, psychology. You know, you just, they talk, you just rose. I know that. Imagine my daughter one time like that. I think she was 5 years old. And she came to ask a very valid question. And she didn't know it from what I knew. And I was explaining, I know that. Why did you? I wasn't kind that day. I'm like, so why did you come here? So I'm explaining to you, and you say, you know that, and you just, I know that. You didn't know it. You just knew it. Okay. So this is a law that transferred the authority on me and you. Authority is conferred through voice. It is usually written, of course, they read it. That is why it is wrong to pass laws that are not read, that are not spoken of. Okay. So we say, Jesus Christ said, all power, all of it, was released unto me and you through his voice. Okay, I'm sitting down here physically today because Sister Eva called me during the week and said, soon, I want you to handle 6 a.m. and 9 a.m. For me. It's okay. Yes, ma'am. Now, if she didn't say that, it doesn't matter how servant of her I am to just come and sit on this seat.
Right.
Because nothing has been conferred. So this is how we confer the word of God. You take this word of God. Don't take everything. Don't take 1,000 words that you don't even remember you applied before. Don't do that. Just take one. Take two. Take three. Take the ones. And every day, on that situation, and release it. And speak the word. And now, as police people stop exercising authority, have they stopped? No. The answer is no, they have not stopped. The fact that they caught a thief yesterday doesn't mean that they won't catch a thief today. Now, they can allow the thief to go. Why? Because we don't have enough police people there. I'm tired right now. I'm not going to. I just finished entering this case. You want me to go again for another call? It's my day off. You know, I mean, I know there are police people here. I'm ex-police people. I won't name them, but they are looking at me.
and I won't look at them. So if taking days off, yeah. So but we have to, because we have a lawless one. Satan is lawless.
Yes.
And that's why we have to be on our feet against lawlessness. That you warn him today in a battle doesn't mean he's not coming back tomorrow. Until such a time as he is put inside that pit and they lock the door on him. But for now, there is a mystery called the mystery of iniquity. And the scripture says in 1 Thessalonians that does work, but there are some people, the church is the one that is standing against him. To the measure by which the church resists him is the measure we see the glory manifest.
Amen.
We see peace. The measure with which me and you stand against this onslaught of iniquity is the measure that you are expanding the kingdom of God. If you want something in your life, is the measure of the glory of the word of God that you apply towards the situation. Stop looking back. People that look back became pillar of salt. We don't look back. When I mean looking back, is that you are looking at your situation. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 1, chapter 2, 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 7, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God has ordained before the world unto our glory. Let me tell you, your glorification is in the wisdom of God that you speak.
Amen.
You can know it, you can write it, you can do anything about it, but until this wisdom that has come to you from the word of God is spoken out of your mouth with the intent of establishing a new world, a new country, a new experience, you are going to remain the same, still taking the same note, attending the same church, paying the same offering, and you are going to stay in that place. The wisdom of God must be spoken. Why? Because, let's read further. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 8. I'm in 8 now. I want to encourage you, be familiar with this. If you want, I want you guys as prayers, I pray thee, be familiar with this passage. Because if you are going to launch forward into the new things of God, you have to be familiar with this law here. There is a law that is at work here. This is how we bring forth new things. This is how we give birth to new things. This is how new orders are brought forth. But it is written, eyes have not seen. So, again, we go back to looking back. So if you look back, you have seen that before. You've seen that I can't walk well before. You've seen that I'm this before. You've seen that I'm broke. You are already familiar with that. You know that. You know that. Nobody needs to tell you if your car can't start that you have seen it already.
Yeah.
But eyes have not seen. Eyes have not seen, nor hear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God had prepared for them that love him. Let me tell you your current status. Our current status, the current status of EMIC, Kenneth Copeland Ministries, is what we have seen. It has come to us. We know it. But there is a new place. There is a new place. But God had revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, all avenues. Brother Copeland said, Lord, I need a million. Give me a million. Show me a million. I need a million. I need a million. And God said, tell me, give me three ways by which a million can come to your hands. Somebody give me a million. Somebody give me a million. Somebody give me. He couldn't even give more than one. Somebody give me a million. And God told him, I have 1 million ways to bring a million into your hands. But Brother Copeland didn't know that, right? For what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man which is in him? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now we have received not the spirit of this world. We have received not the spirit of the Antichrist. We have received not the spirit of the prince of the power of the air. We have received not the spirit of the fashion of this world or the way things operate in this low order of things. But the Spirit which is of God, that we might know. I don't know whether this word know is the same word that Brother Copeland talks about, ginosko. I don't know. But this know, when you know something, it means you interact with something. You can be a witness to that thing. I know you. You tell your son, I know you will do that. I know you. Don't worry about it. You don't need to explain. I know you. Why? Because you've spent time. That we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. They are free things from God. But the way is allowing the teacher to use our tongue to pray these mysteries out. And the Bible says when you do this praying, it says also pray to interpret. So, the law continues. So, I pray in tongues. Okay, congratulations. That's very good. What of the interpretation? Or you want Pastor George to call Pastor John to come and interpret the tongue that you prayed in your bedroom? If you are alone in that closet where you prayed, then you have to interpret. You have to, sometimes we have to give room to pray over this project until we get the impression of the Holy Ghost for it. And when you get that impression, you write it down in your prayer notebook. This is how we receive the kingdom. Which things, now look at 13. Which things, those the things that are feeling, which things also we speak, not with the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. So these things that are revealed to us, we speak it. So the question in my situation is that what am I speaking of the things that the Holy Ghost has revealed to me? If I'm not seeing results, it's because I'm not doing something. This is a law. This is a law. Receive, I pray thee, the word from my mouth. So there is a speaking. So we are encouraged, pray in the Holy Ghost. And when you pray in the Holy Ghost, it goes to that verse 7. It says, from 6, it says, albeit we speak wisdom. You see all the words, speak, 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 speak. What are you speaking? Wisdom. My leg is paining me. So what are you going to say? You want to say the behind or the wisdom? You speak the wisdom. You speak the wisdom. The wisdom of God concerning my leg, concerning my strength, concerning my life, concerning my future. That is what we speak. Not the behind. We read a scripture earlier on in the day from Hebrews chapter 11. He said, for they that say such things, they seek for a country. Let's go there and read. And we are going to pray. The purpose of sharing is not to display, wow, I know this stuff. No. It's to get all of us in agreement, for if we shall agree. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, there's 16, though. There's one thing I wanted to. There's another place, Lord. Holy Spirit, where is it? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Now, about four years ago, Brother Rick Renner, the pastor from Russia, or Ukraine, or Russia. Came and taught this verse, and the Lord really helped me with that. Verse 3 of Hebrews chapter 11. He said, through faith we understand that the words were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. He said, through faith. Now, through the action and the activity of faith. You know, they say faith without works. Okay, it's dead. So, through the, not just I know faith, the activity of faith. That activity was exemplified in Abraham's life when he decided to take the new identity of God upon his life, even though he was barren and of old age. That is the activity of faith. He's not looking back. He said, not even considering. Now, there is a lot to consider that there about not just a barren woman, but now a barren woman who is out of the childbearing age. All the excuses and reasoning or the laws of this world, those base laws are operating against her. And she could have sat down, and of course she sat down and considered and fashioned out a way. And that way was each man. If you sit down long enough in this situation and this problem, you are going to concord for yourself, and you might even start preaching a religion that it is good to remain in this situation. For without this situation, there would not have been an Ishmael in this world. That's lie. That was not what was ordained from heaven. But because we have authority, we can open doors to stuff. You can open doors to things in your life. You can open doors to things in the ministry just because we are too lazy. Lazy. Lazy people don't get their bills paid on time. Talking to myself.
And so what happens? They cut your electricity even though you had the money in the bank. That's very painful. You have the money in the bank, but you didn't have time. You didn't set time aside to pay the bill. And so my light is cut. Okay, I have to pay for a reconnection fee and another fee on top of it. And then I don't have light in the house for a few hours. And, you know, I'm like, why did they cut my light? You didn't pay your bills. You were lazy. It wasn't important for you to pay. And so you say, this electric company, they are so bad. No, they've been good all this while. They gave you electricity. They were faithful providing the electricity. But I have my part to play. So what do we do here? It says, so Rikrena said, verse 3, that word, words, does not mean cosmos. Does not mean the planets. He said it means, and he described it, he said, through faith, we understood that the word, that the dispensation, that this man stepped into that dispensation and changed everything. Abraham. Moses stepped into that dispensation, heard the word of God, and said, I'm going to do something about this. And changed everything. Deborah in the Bible, I usually laugh at that one.
Yes.
You see, she is the Judge Judy that you watch on TV. No, it's true. Look at the scripture. The Bible says he judges Israel under the palm tree of Deborah. And so when you have a stolen chicken, a stolen cow, somebody plug the eye of your cow, you bring it to Deborah. And Deborah resolves, okay, cut one thigh of the chicken to that man, make sure he makes his own pepper soup, and you make sure, and everybody's okay, are we good now? Okay. Now, don't do that again, okay? That was the lifestyle and the judge, the life of Deborah. Until now, all these were happening in the ministry of Deborah. People were being raped outside. It's in the scripture. People were being killed. They could not go to their farm. But Deborah was there. The Bible said, and Deborah arose.
Amen.
When Deborah arose, the next face you are going to see about Deborah was talking to the general and commanding angels and stars to fight.
Yes.
Intercontinental ballistic missiles were walking. That was the same Deborah. The Bible says he arose. You would think he arose. So we, me and you, have to arise.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. With our authority, we arise this morning, Lord. We remember the life of Joshua. Mourning his master, Moses. And God did not come just once, several times. Be strong and of good courage. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now take these people. God had to come like the third time and say, have I not told you, be strong and of good courage? When are you going to receive that word and take that word and stand up? And the Bible said, he stood up. And work starts. This word is ever working, but I have to stand. Me and you have to stand, and that's what we are doing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So there have been, Holy Spirit, so how do we do it now? This authority. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Holy Spirit. If you look at Esther, I mean, I say there's nothing like Esther chapter 4. Book of Judges chapter 4, verse 14. Judges chapter 4, verse 14, towards the end of it, it says, Esther arose. Now, you see about somebody else that arose, that was in the same Judges, is Gideon, right? Gideon mastered the act of winnowing wheat in the basement.
he now configured himself in that problem, not wanting to go out, but he was able to winnow wheat in the basement. There's so much wheat you can winnow in your basement. But the Bible says, when the angel comes, oh, mighty man of valor. No, you don't understand. My tribe is the smallest in Israel. My clan is the smallest in my tribe. My family is the smallest in my clan. And I am the smallest in my father's house. And I'm hiding. And I'm here. You don't know who you are calling a mighty man. But before the foundation of the world, this man was a mighty man. God didn't just form it out of his brain and say, what are we going to do? Angel, I think maybe if we tell him he's a mighty man, maybe he'll wake up. I think we can use that word, right? Okay, angel, go there, appear to him, tell him he's a mighty man. I think it will wake him up. That did not wake that guy up. He took miracles upon miracles. And finally, he accepted the new identity that God gave him. Accept your identity. All power has been given to us in heaven and on earth. And we are in charge in Fort Worth. The church is in charge. This is the revival capital of the whole world. Fort Worth happens to be the city where it is located. And things must fall in place in Fort Worth. Things must fall in place. So when we say these things, what are we saying? We are creating places in the realm of the spirit. We are creating new countries, new cities, new houses, new way of life that is in accordance to the predestined plan of God. Right. Yes. Ephesians chapter 1. When we start praying, it will help us. Ephesians chapter 1. Yeah, there are things that happen in the world. There are things that happen to you as an individual. There are things that has happened to you in the past. But all these things happen after your predestination. These things just happened. And me and you can download that life that was before the foundation of this world. Because that... Did you realize how God, how David downloaded the temple? Nobody has ever built that type of temple in this world. It wasn't just, it's not that he got all the architectural mind. What shall we build for the Lord, guys? You can just make this angel to be like this and this one to be like this. You know, that would be cool. Let me see all your design. No, that design is not good. No. The Bible says build according to the pattern I showed you in the heavens. The same thing with Moses. These were the heavenly stuff that were brought to the earth. So when you are in prayer, get the heavenly stuff and come and start instituting it here on the face of this world. And do you know he got details? He got details of the curtains, the length of the God curtains. He got details of the angel, how their wing is supposed to cover this. He got details of the Ark of the Covenant, details of what must be there. He says, use gold for the things of gold. Silver, he knew what must be used for something. He saw something. What are you seeing? Verse 3 says, blessed be God and the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ, in the anointed. in the anointing. According as he had chosen us in him, when? Before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Christ Jesus to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise and glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the beloved, in whom we have redemption. Now, this is predestination here. This, if you want to know where your life is, where your name is written, it is right here. My job, your job, is to seek out that for which he has called you. Paul say, I'm apprehended. How did he say? I apprehend that for which I'm apprehended of. I mean, I'm laying hold of this thing for which I was called. I throw my life on the word. I invest my being on the word of God. The totality of my being. And don't hold anything back. Don't hold anything. Don't hold your body. Don't hold your nice shoes. If your nice shoes cannot stand the test of the fire, it's going to be burnt up. Your nice shoes, your TV shows. Don't hold it back. Everything. Don't say, okay, I reserve this one for when I come back. Lord, I'm all for you right now. I'm just keeping this one behind because I might have to return to it when I'm frustrated. I might have to watch some TV shows when I'm frustrated and I need to be happy. No, you are getting happiness in the wrong place. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Romans chapter 8. Eat all you can. Romans chapter 8. I mean, this is the only place where that one came to me. Holy Spirit, thank you. And then Romans chapter 8. Is it 8? No. Romans chapter 12. I apologize. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God. Now, you have to do this by the mercies of God. That you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy. Now, if you merge that to Ephesians chapter 1, present your bodies holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service, and be not conformed to this world. Again, you see the confirmation? Don't be conformed to this world order, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. You know, I used to, this came to me one time. I was having a conversation with my wife, and I said, you know, this scripture seems to come alive to me. Before now, we say, oh, that is the good will of God. That is the permissible will of God. That is the perfect will of God. There is nothing like that. God is not in shades. He is light. Okay? Now, that's me. I mean, I'm sorry. I apologize if I'm wrong to your whatever you believe. But he says, now, that word transform is metamorphosis, right? Yes. We all know that. So, have you ever seen something that metamorphosized before? So, you like butterflies. They are nice. They fly all kinds of color. Now, let me take you back to the grandfather or grandmother of that butterfly. He or she was a worm. Ugly. Now, the children TV wants to make worm nice, but they are ugly worm. Yeah. And you know what worms do? They eat all you can. stuffing everything in. And they know that they have a particular space of time to eat before the window closes. So they are eating. Busy eating. You have this nice flower plant in front of your house. If a worm comes on it, just wave goodbye. Worms. Now what happens? It stores up that energy, stores up the food. Whatever it can throw away, throws away, but it's just preparing itself for the time to come. The next stage you see of the lineage of this nice butterfly is that it becomes a cocoon. It's like an inactive state of life. So if you are speaking the word and you are eating the word and it seems as though there is nothing happening, you just don't know that you are supposed to be like a worm. And there is a place of metamorphosis that has to happen in my life and in your life. So they are in that place. And you can even say, oh, it's dead. What's that on the tree? It's just hanging. It's brownish. It's like a pouch. And the wind is blowing on it. The rain is on that same thing. It's just there. And one of these days, the guy wakes up, arises, and begins to eat up his cocoon and flies out. Butterfly. And you see scientists following the butterfly, putting cameras on the butterfly. Butterfly. It's so beautiful. It's butterfly. This is what happened? He was transformed. He allowed himself to be infused with the word of God. Amen? Yes. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you, Lord, for this day. Oh, hey, Mahasite Keleba. This is the revival capital of the whole world. We receive that identity. It's our identity. We are the revival capital. We are the revival capital. We are the revival capital. Kenekopla Ministries, the revival capital of the old earth. Kenekopla Ministries, the revival capital of the old world. Yes, we declare we are the revival capital. We arise as the revival capital. We arise as the revival capital. We arise as the ruling authority in this place. We are the ruling authority in this region. We are the ruling authority in this place. And we rule over principalities, powers in the name of Jesus. Yes, we are the ruling authority. We are the ruling authority. We are the church, the body of the anointed one. We are the body of Christ. 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 And we arise. 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 The body of Christ arise. We arise on this campus. We arise. We arise. We arise. We arise in the name of Jesus. We arise. We arise from the slumber. We arise from the slumber. We arise. We arise. We arise and we shine. 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 Yes, a city set on the hill that cannot be hid. We arise and we shine. We shine through the spoken word. Through the spoken word. We arise and we shine. We are the revival capital. We are the revival capital. We are the revival capital. Yes, we arise and we shine over every available voice. Over every available voice. We arise and we shine. We arise and we shine. Yes. We arise. We arise. We arise. We arise. We arise against the mystery of iniquity. We arise against the mystery of iniquity. We arise against every working of iniquity. We arise against every working of iniquity in this region. We arise against every working of iniquity. Every working of iniquity. You are
are not having any working in this region. There cannot be. We can't have two heads in one body. It is not right. It is twisted. It is wicked. So we can't have you principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. We cannot have you exercising any authority in Fort Worth. We can't. We can't. And so we arise against you. We arise against your works. We arise against your secrets. Yes, I'm looking for 2 Thessalonians that talks about the mystery of iniquity doth already work. See, we are using, where is Thessalonians again? I thought this is this. Okay, I found it. Looking for Thessalonians, chapter 2, I believe. It's in the Bible here. Yep, mystery of iniquity, 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. Yes, yeah, I know. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, shake a carabacada by the cupocotion. Ah, shake a porasti vineshika. Now, when you hear the news media, verse 2 might be speaking to you that ye be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letters, as from us, as the day of the Christ is at hand. Don't let, Brother Copeland said, don't ever let the devil see you sweat. Second Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 4. Oh, well, let's start from verse 3. Now, we are still in prayer. I got this and we need to pray it. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that the day shall not come. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 3. Except there come a falling away force, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition. 4. Who opposed and exalted himself above all that is called God, all that is worshipped, so that he, as God, seated in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Now, that's why that word came. We can't have two people. You can't have two people. We can't have two people in charge of this region. No, this is the church. We are the ones in this place. Remember ye not that when I was with you, I told you these things. And now ye know what withholded that he might be revealed in his time. He's trying to show up now. But you know what is stopping it, right? This is how we stop those demonic operation that wants to show up in our houses, in our bodies, in our life. Yes. You stand against it. Yes. One of the days we are praying, I think we are handling that. We are handling that here. And the word abortion came. And the Lord used that wisdom. He said, okay, Satan,
you know, you are responsible for all the abortions, all the dreams that were never realized, all of the children that were never born, all of the things that the inventions that are hidden and all the pain that has caused to so many people, all the wickedness going on because of this abortion. Since it came from you, we are now saying that we are multiplying abortion in your kingdom. All of your plans, all your strategies. What is abortion? They never see the light of the day. So therefore, none of your plans will see the light of the day.
Amen.
Shut down in the womb of hell.
Yes.
All of his plans and strategies.
Yes.
Shut down in the womb of hell.
Yes.
Shut down in the womb of hell. All of those ancient plans and strategies against Eagle Mountain International Church, against Kenneth Copeland Ministries, against the city Fort Worth, all of those ancient demons, principalities and powers, all of your plans and your confederacy and all those moves, all those maneuvers, oh yeah, they will never see the light of the day in the name of Jesus. We cut them off because they are inconveniencing to the body of Christ. It is our right not to be inconvenient. We are not going to be inconvenient by your twisted operation. We are not going to be inconvenient by gay pride. By all this alternative lifestyle that tries to exalt itself against the knowledge of God. All those big plans that you have funded, that you have put together, that you have been working against the leadership, working against the politicians, working against them and wearing them. No more, no more, no more, no more, no more. We shut you down. Thank you, Jesus. Meleshla close to Meleash. Floshle clashla. Plakle shlo brastele shlea. Meshle crostavlish. Meklasto vlish. Maklasdo eshlo. Kalanda shakala. Jo shekaya mashaka. Peshle karastavination. Rastakava jakamanda. Shokoya mashakabaja. Mesto vere shekebe. Yushakayama. You shall not be revealed. 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 Mystery of iniquity. You shall not be revealed in this city. Your destruction shall not be revealed. In your twistedness, you even imagine and thought in your mind that you will tamper with our weather. You imagine, the Bible says, the kings of this earth have imagined vain things, vanity on your plans, vanity on your plans, vanity on your plans. They are vain, of no effect. All your weather plans shall not be known. We do not give you any room on this land to plant any seed and reap harvest. No, 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 no. We disallow
will disallow your seed. And now let me tell you, every seed that you have planted, where the weather pattern is concerned, the Bible says in that day that he will send forth his angels to gather together all the weeds, all the tears, all those things that looks like the crop. No, this year is rainy season, but it's not a destructive storm season. It is there is a season for rain. It's not a season of destruction. So every of those destructive winds, temperature, all those puffs of demonic cloud out of your mouth, we shut it back into your mouth. You explode and be destructive to yourself and to your kingdom in Jesus' name. Verse 8. He says, and then shall that wicked be revealed. Now, it's not getting to be. When we are gone out of here, you can be revealed. When you stop taking your place of authority, it's going to be revealed. It's going to be revealed. If you refuse, if you have a nice, wonderful house or a nice, wonderful car, and you pack it in the hood, and you don't watch over it, it's not locked, there's no alarm that says if you even go near, you know, nothing, your car will suffer some damage because you left it. Why? Because it's in the hood. This is the world. It's like a hood. Now, I'm not knocking anything that is wood or black. Black doesn't mean that you are hood, okay? But a lot of demonic stuff happened in the hood because we gave it room. Okay, so it says, and when that wicked one, it says, and then shall the wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth. Again, he's talking about speaking. Somebody is speaking here. God wasn't just breathing. No. You don't consume by. What did he say? They saw Jesus. They said the sword coming out of his mouth in Revelation. That is worse now. Sword. And shall destroy with the brightness of his coming. Pastor Terry says that he's coming. Okay? It is not when the guy arrives that you know that he's coming. In his coming, there's some preparation that goes into his coming. There's some display. My kids, clean the house, tidy up, everything. Are we expecting somebody? I said, so you want your house to be clean only when you are expecting somebody? Get the house clean. And they say it several times. Can you please clean up? Tidy up that way. Do this, do that. Let's clean up. We need to clean up. So are we expecting somebody? Are we having guests today? So we should leave like pigs here until guests come. Then we quickly clean up. And then guests go. We start our normal. Nine, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders. You see, it's a lying wonder. It's a lying wonder.
and with all deceivableness. Oh, that's a big word in King James. Deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish. Thank God we dealt with that this morning. Because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Hallelujah. So we, as the church, Igumante International Church, Kenekoplan Ministries, we take authority. We are in charge in this region. We are in charge in the name of Jesus. And we speak to the healthcare system in this region. We speak to our health, and we speak to the healthcare system of this region. We speak to our health and the healthcare system of this region. And we speak wholeness, peace, nothing missing, nothing broken in the name of Jesus. We address, we declare, there is balm in Gilead. There is healing in this place. There is healing. There is restoration. There is. All ye that labor and are heavy laden, come. There is healing. There is restoration. There is restoration. Yes, there is restoration. And all of those hurt, we speak healing to them. We take out. Now, Sister Iva mentioned something during one of the, there's a pastor prayer, and she said that, I think one of them, somebody was saying that, we got used to people dying amongst us. We got used to people getting sick among us. Why? Where is that from? Die because of cancer? No. That's wrong. That is totally wrong. There is nothing in the predestined plan of God that gave any access or room for cancer. So if he shows up, you need me, even right now, in the name of Jesus, we launch an attack, a war against the stronghold, the fear of cancer. We launch an attack as the body of Christ against the spirit of fear in Igu Mountain International Church. We launch an attack against the spirit of fear in Kenekoplan Ministries. And as the revival capital, we send out letters to all of the regions where our partners are. And we declare there is an attack against all forms of demonic operation where sickness and diseases is concerned in the midst of us. So, like in the days of Esther, you now arise and defend yourself and defend your families against this onslaught of demons and spiritual wickedness in heavenly places. You go against those foul principalities and powers and take new grounds for yourself. Take new grounds for your family. Take new rooms for yourself in the name of Jesus. This is coming by the order of the washers of Igu Mountain International Church. We launch that attack. It is no longer permitted for cancer to take the life of any member
of Eagle Mountain International Church by the decree of the washers. It is no longer permitted for cancer to hold down any of our people in their camps, wherever they are, in the name of Jesus, by the order of the washers. No longer permitted. And we, the washers, we have chosen to live by these decrees and by these rules in our lives, in our house, in our church, in our city, in the name of Jesus. By the decree of the washers, Shakama Stevenis Tomana, Eglis Tombra Stakavana, Shakapakaya. Sickness, not the people who fell sick. Sickness and disease, you are a cause of the law. And there is no room in the covenant for the curse to come. In this place, right here, that we have been given the revival capital of the world, we refuse sickness, disease, sudden death to occur. We refuse that. Nobody's life will be cut short in this region, in this revival capital. This is the revival capital. Life comes out of the revival capital. Laws of righteousness comes out of the revival capital. We shape this nation from the revival capital. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says on Mount Zion there shall be deliverance and the people shall possess their possessions. On the mountain, Eagle Mountain International Church is a place of deliverance. The address of this place in the realm of the spirit is the address that says the place of deliverance. The place where love is king. Yeah, okay, I remember that. Where is that core values? Okay. Now, you know our mission statement. If you don't know it by heart, you have an assignment to know it by heart. Nobody is going to mark that assignment. But that assignment will be demanded of you sometime in the future. So if you know that assignment, if you begin to learn that core value, then me and you will know how to fit ourselves in this place. Yes, yes. And know my place. And like I said, that you have the microphone does not make you a powerful person. Amen. Your voice is all that is required. Say, oh, those people that hold the microphone are the most powerful people. You are actually a little more deceived on that. Okay, core values.
This is what Pastor Terry, okay. Now, let's say together. You know, when we declare this thing, it is true, right? We know the mission statement. We are called to take a group of people, disciple them intently in the word of God, teach them an uncommon faith, and help them stand victoriously in life. So this morning we were taking those group of the lost people. Mm-hmm. Yes. They are a group of people.
Yes.
We took them this morning.
Yes.
We took them this morning.
That's right.
Teaching them uncommon faith. Yes. Helping them stand victoriously in life.
Yes.
Okay. Mission. Okay, our core values. Let me read this. We put the word of God first place. We live by faith. We walk in love. We pray about everything. I was so happy when I heard that part. We pray about everything. We are led by the Holy Spirit. We honor God. Now, this is who we are. And now I know you don't have these things in your hand, so you might have to repeat after me. Okay? This is who we are. Okay. So you repeat after me, right?
Okay.
We are sons of God.
We are sons of God.
We are servants of Christ.
We are servants of Christ.
A teaching ministry.
A teaching ministry.
A loving community.
A loving community.
Soul brokers.
Soul brokers.
A clearing house. The revival capital of the world. Father, we just thank you for this identity today in the name of Jesus. This is our identity. We accept it. It is downloaded and it is being implemented in our lives in the name of Jesus. This identity of the believer. This identity of the authority that we have in Christ Jesus. And we are taking new grounds. We are taking new grounds. We are taking new grounds as individual. The Bible says one shall be like a thousand. And a thousand like 10,000. We receive this new covering, this new anointing. We receive the dress code for this time and this season in the name of Jesus. And we are not stepping back. We are taking new grounds in the name of Jesus. Yes, new grounds. And even right now, as the prophet is ministering, ministering to the partners, as the prophet is speaking right now in this hour in Branson, we are claiming new grounds. New grounds. New grounds. New grounds. New grants, new revelation, insight, strength to the partners. Yes, new equipment for this time. The last assignment we have this morning is that Student Life Center. The offering is Sunday. Just run into the house. So, there is a scripture, and then we'll round up on that. I apologize. I know it's taking too long, but thank you for staying with us this morning. 1 Chronicles chapter 29. Chapter 29, verse 2. Now I have prepared. This is David speaking. Now this is King David speaking. So don't just look at it like, oh, it's like Sunkami just saying, now I have prepared with with all my heart, you know, for the house of the Lord. No, this is the king. Addressing, if you read further, addressing his generals. This is the commander in chief. And this is what he has to say. Now I have prepared with all my might for the house of my God, the gold for the things to be made of gold, silver for the things to be things of silver, and brass for things of brass, iron for things of iron, and wood for things of wood, oil stones and stones to be set, glistening stones and of diverse colors, and all manner of precious stones and marble stones in abundance. Yes. Moreover, because I have set my affection. This is the most powerful part of it. He said, because I have set my affection to the house of my God, I have my own proper good. Look at that. It's affection. What did Paul say? He said, give first of yourself, then your offering follows. This man said, I have set my affection. This is a house that he has not even seen yet. This house existed in his brain, in his mind, in the download that God gave him, the heavenly vision he got. He said, I have set my affection to the house of my God. Do you know what happened when he set his affection? He said, I have of my own proper good, of gold and silver, which I have given to the house of my God. When you set your heart to the work in this place, there are some proper goods that will show up in your life. Some proper things. So now we are going to set that affection on the completion of the Student Life Center. Amen? And just by the Holy Ghost, let's point to it. And just let it come out of your heart. Ebri stevini shla pasta. Bika babo barapaba de Galatian. Venti klasta praka. Stonde elika. Shapaka dorostika. Bagura stavene shakabados. Baglo stevini. Bugo staka. Jaglish tomnish. Makara ya ya. We are not moved by what we see. No, we are not moved by our pocketbook. No, we are not moved by that. But we are moved by the quality of our heart that is set on the house of the Lord in the name of Jesus. And we have the proper goods. We have the finances. We have the money. We have all of the equipment that is required for this house to be exceeding magnificent, full of glory and of fame throughout the whole earth in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so we declare a shaking. We declare right now a shaking. Shaking in the heavens, shaking in the earth, shaking for the world. For the gold and the silver to come in. You shake loose and come in into the hands of the members of Eagle Mountain International Church, into the hands of our partners, into the hands of the He members. Money, you come to us. Money, come to us now. Money, come to us now. Money, come to us now in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Healing school starts already, right now. So please, if you are here for healing school, you move to the front. If you are not here for healing school, okay. today. If you're not here for healing school, you move to the back and do your meetings there. There is prayer leaders meeting. If you are a prayer leader or wanna be prayer leader or thinking that you like to seriously pray and nobody has ever considered you, I will go on the limb to say you come to the prayer leaders meeting on Sunday, 9 a.m. in the chapel. If God is working in your hand about leading prayer, if anybody asks you, who told you to come? Say soon. Okay? You are invited, and I have backings for that.
Yes, that's right.
I have grace for that. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Once again, let's thank Pastor here who has been helpful.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.